body that she must call her own. They treat her like a flower pot for a seed he has sown. The woman makes a baby, feeds him till he's grown. Those who feed on fresh young blood break his spirit down, fill his brains with poison, teach him left and right. How to hate his brother, they teach him black and white. The woman makes a baby, there's a big strong son. Those who feed on soldier boys take him for the gun. The woman has a body that she must call her own. They treat her like a flower pot for a seed that he has sown. Your spirit is free, free to question. A woman's body is her own, consider abortion. They subjugate his senses, mystify his mind. He forgets where he came from, he's deaf and dumb and blind. They'll cage him in a factory, tie down his desire. Milk his body of his strength to stoke another fire. Turn him loose in the bull ring to fight with tooth and claw. Kick his balls of punishment if he questions what it's for. Tell him he's got freedom as he struggles on the leash. Fill his mouth with violence, tell him it's free speech. Woman has a body that she must call her own. They treat her like a flower pot for a seed that he has sown. Your spirit is free to take or refuse. A woman's body is her own, a woman's right to choose. Off his power as he claws his way above, over those who fall behind, over those who need his love, over those who feed his body, those who ease his pain, those who bear his children and those who lose the game. He who was a baby but now is big and grown will crush his lover's body, tie her spirit down, cage her in the kitchen so he knows she'll be there when he comes home bruised and bleeding for her tender care. Woman has a body but she must call her own. They treat her like a flower pot for a seed that he has sown. Your spirit is free, choice is action. A woman's body is her own, abortion is an option. The woman makes a baby, a daughter strong and straight. Those who feed on fresh young blood can hardly bear to wait. They teach her she's a vessel for him to enter in. And those whose appetite she feeds tell her she's sin. They cripple her with corsets, things that make her weak. Crucify her instep, smear paint on her cheek. Turn her loose in the market to buy and be sold. She's an empty vessel for promises of gold. The woman has a body that she must call her own. They treat her like a flower pot for seed that he has sown. Your spirit is free, choice is her action. A woman's body is her own, abortion must be an option. They buy her for a nursery where a baby will grow. Treat her like a flower pot for a seed he has sown. Cage her in a doll's house, tie down her desire. Cheat her spirit of its strength to stoke another fire. If she talks of freedom, how it all began, those who know will tell her that she should have been a man. They deny her body, they deny her mind. She forgets where she came from, she's deaf and dumb and blind. A woman has a body that she must call her own, but they treat her like a flower pot for a seed that he has sown. Your spirit is free, consider abortion. A woman's body is her own, abortion is an option. Protection, shelter from the cold, lust to the factory, promise of gold. She that makes a baby is a woman full grown. No priest take her mind, no man take control. Don't feed the factory, don't feed the gun, don't feed the church, your baby's your own. Human spirit is free, choice is woman's fight. A woman's body is her own, abortion is her right. The woman has a body that she must call her own. The treat her like a flower pot for seed that he has sown. Her spirit is free, freedom's her fight. A woman's body is her own, abortion is her right.
Enough is enough, is enough, is enough. Open your eyes, time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough. Open your eyes, time to wake up. Enough is enough, is enough, is enough.
Never again. Is Claire Daly, who is a TD with the United Left Alliance.
Never again!
In April of this year, Claire Daly introduced, for the first time in the history of the Irish state, a piece of pro-choice legislation into the bill. That was shamefully rejected by the government, by both Labour and Fine Gael. Claire Daly.
Thank you, Aid. All morning I've been contacted by people from France, from America and from towns and villages around this country to say that while they can't be here with us physically, they are here with us in spirit. This has got to be the worst and best of days for Ireland. Who would have thought when two ago, we marched in this very spot to demand the right to choice. Who would have thought then that we would be back here today? That so soon, the event that we all hoped would never happen actually tragically did. That a vibrant, healthy, wonderful young woman starting her family life has needlessly died. And died because of the failure of successive governments to deal with this issue. In fact, death by political cowardice. And shame on them. Magnificent numbers to first and foremost stand and mourn and express solidarity with Savita and her family, but on the other hand, not just that, because she deserves more than that, to deliver a clear and unambiguous message, no more. 20 years ago, a social movement forced the Supreme Court to act. 20 years on now, this is another social movement sparked by another tragic event. But this isn't 20 years ago. And this time, we're not going back to wait for a third tragedy. This time, we're not waiting 20 years, we're not waiting 10 years, and we're not waiting 1 year. We want action on these issues now. When myself, Mick Wallace and Joan Collins moved legislation supported by the United Left Alliance to legislate for X, we were told that that legislation wasn't necessary. We were told to wait for the expert group. Now clearly it was necessary because Savita wasn't even pregnant then, now she's dead. But also we have the expert group. And what is the response from our government? Well, Enda Kenny says he's not going to be rushed on the matter. This man has some definition of being rushed. This political pygmy has sat in Dáil Éireann for over 30 years while 150,000 Irish women have been exported out of here for many, many reasons. Reasons, none of them easy, all of them valid, and the only reason they had to travel was to maintain the hypocrisy that there are no Irish abortions. Of course there are, they just don't happen here, and that isn't good enough. Against the backdrop of increased austerity and the less and less revenue that people have, there is no doubt that the option of the boat or the plane isn't going to be available for many women. Our lives and our health are being jeopardised by further waiting. And I have to say that it is bad enough that Fine Gael take that stand. But for the Labour Party to stay in government while this issue is unresolved is unsustainable to my mind. Governments were brought down over VAT on children's shoes. Surely women's lives are more important than that. Now the last couple of points I'll make is that we're here to let it be known that if this government doesn't act within the next week, we will move to reintroduce our bill as an interim measure to protect women's lives and a first step in dealing with the broader issues. When we do that, will you be there to demand that this time they act on it? Because that's what we we need. And let's be honest about it. It's clear that that's not enough. The X case legislation isn't enough. That women have to wait until they're dying before they get treatment to assist in their health. But to get to the next stage, we have to remove the Eighth Amendment before all of the other issues can be addressed. And we will be going on to that challenge after this one. The last point I want to make is that this morning I received an email from a 67-year-old man, and he said he had heard these stories and this debate so many times over the decades. And he said, the time has come to cut through the knots that we've been tied up in by people who are as slippery as eels and as cold as stone. He went on to say, these self-appointed guardians of the threshold have ruled the roost for so long they think they own the perch. The time's up, lads. Get off your perch, because people won't stand for it any longer. You have done a wonderful thing here today, that out of this terrible tragedy, we may build a better future. Don't let them off the hook. Don't come back and wait until the next tragedy. The pressure has to be kept up. Only people power will deliver on this issue. So don't go home. Come back again in the next week or two. For Savita, for my daughter, for your sister, your mother, your wife, your friend. Never again! 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 Never again!
1649 to St. George's Hill. A ragged band they called the Diggers came to show the people's will. They defied the landlords, they defied the laws. They were the dispossessed, reclaiming what was theirs. We come in peace, they said, to dig and sow. We come to work the lands in common and to make the waste grounds grow. This earth divided, we will make whole. So it will be a common treasury for all. The sin of property we do disdain. No man has any right to buy and sell the earth for private gain. By theft and murder they took the land. Now everywhere the walls spring up at their command. They make the laws to chain us well. The clergy dazzle us with heaven or they damn us into hell. We will not worship the God they serve, the God of greed who feeds the rich while poor men starve. We work, we eat together, we need no swords. We will not bow to the masters or pay rent to the lords. We are free men, though we are poor. You diggers all stand up for glory, stand up now. Men of property, the orders came. They sent the hired men and troopers to wipe out the diggers' claim, tear down their cottages, destroy their corn. They were dispersed, but still the vision lingers on. You poor take courage, you rich take care. This earth was made a common treasury for everyone to share. All things in common, all people one. We come in peace, the orders came to cut them down.
Won't be the trend no more. No lies no more. Radioactive.
Radioactive.
We'll be right back. the cops. Seriously, you guys have to leave right now. Get the fuck out of my house. My dad's a cop.
Hey! Belfast as part of an international day of action that has been called by Paul Murphy MEP and initiated around a petition that was signed by him and 50 other MEPs calling on the Irish government to finally legislate for the X case, which happened 20 years ago, and successive governments since have refused to take action and legislate on that issue. That has included all the major parties in the South, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, and also Labour and the Green Party, and it's clear that we finally need action on this issue. Protests all across the world today, in Hong Kong, in Stockholm, in Sweden, in Italy, all across Ireland and all across Britain, and it's clear that we need to ramp up the pressure in this regard. The situation in Northern Ireland is that last year over 1,000 women travelled to England and Wales in order to access an abortion. That sort of trip is estimated at around £2,000 in terms of costs that are incurred by a woman who has to take that on. It is clear that abortion is a fact of life and is a reality in Northern Ireland. It is also clear those services are very difficult to access, particularly for working class women, and those are issues that have to change. What we're seeing now is an attack actually on women's rights, on the stand that we have in society in relation to the welfare reform that is going through the Assembly at the moment, that will implement even harsher cutbacks that will make it even more difficult for people who want to have children to support children in relation to cutbacks, to benefit payments, in relation to tax, to childcare and different areas like that. And it's clear that the struggle for the right to choose when and if to have children also needs to be linked to the struggle against austerity and the massive cutbacks that are being introduced at the moment.
Deputy McQuarrie, you have 2 minutes, Deputy.
Savita Halapanavar would most likely be still alive if she had chosen any 44 or 47 European countries. Sadly for her, and all belong to her, she'd choose Ireland. We just had a referendum on the rights of children. It was passed, so we will now proceed to legislate for it, and rightly so. We've had 2 referendums on the Supreme Court judgment in 92, which ruled that abortion is legal in Ireland when a woman's life is at risk, including the threat of suicide. We still have not legislated for it. 6 governments have failed to do so. 6 governments have failed to legislate despite the people of Ireland having spoken on 2 occasions. Why? When I challenged the Minister for Health in the Dáil in November last year about the government's failure to prioritise the issue, he replied, "The government has many priorities." Clearly, this hasn't been at the top of the list. In an interview with Time magazine in September, just gone, our Taoiseach said when asked about abortion, "I think that this issue is not a priority for government now." The failure to pass the bill that we introduced last April to legislate for the X case is damning. Would Savita be alive if we had done so? The people expect us to legislate in the best interests of the people of this island. Did we fail to do so? Was there a majority of TDs here that night last April who believed that the right thing to do was to vote yes to legislate for something that 6 governments had failed to do so? But they decided to play politics with us, set up yet another group to look into the matter, and become the 7th government to kick the can down the road. Many people must so wish that the vote had been different. Her husband said only the other day, if it had happened in the UK or India, the whole thing would have been over in a few hours. It was all in their hands, and they just let her go. How can they let a young woman go to save a baby who will die anyway? Savita could have had many babies. It's very hard to understand how this could happen in the 21st century.
Deputy Clare, you have 2 minutes, Deputy.
Thanks. When myself and Deputies Wallace and Collins moved our bill earlier this year, supported by the ULA, Savita Palanavar wasn't even pregnant. Now she's dead. The situation that we warned about at that time and hoped would never happen has happened. And I have to say, I am boiling mad that that has happened in this country. Because it would appear that this beautiful young woman is dead as a result only of political cowardice. The failure of successive governments, including this one, for a woman's constitutional right to an abortion where her life is in danger. It is an absolutely outrageous situation, and today we've been inundated by the world's media about this situation and by citizens of every age, gender and class saying, how could this happen in modern day Ireland? Now, when we moved this bill in April, we were told it wouldn't happen, that our bill wasn't necessary, that a woman's life was always protected in Ireland. Well, the people who said that were wrong. And the people who said, hang on and wait for the expert group to come out in July, bear in mind, I believe you got it last night, Minister, they were wrong too. Now, death and loss are always tragic. But when that death occurs for no reason, well, then it is truly and utterly heartbreaking, and it enters the realms of being a crime. The Taoiseach told us this morning that Savita couldn't be brought back, that nothing that we could do would undo that. And that's obviously true. But we can give her families answers, and we can give citizens in this country an assurance that it will never happen again to any other woman. So I would like to ask the Minister, we can only do this if we act now. Can the Minister assure us that there are no other similar cases in existence? Will he instruct a full investigation of all of our maternity hospitals? I believe there are two recent deaths in the Coombe, for example. Will he act now on secure independent review procedures for maternal deaths in our maternity hospitals, and will he legislate now? You didn't listen to us in April, Minister. I really hope you listen to us now.
Deputy Joan Collins, 2 minutes.
Thank you, Lascan Cola. I think we have to look at this from the Savita's husband's point of view, Praveen. He's come out publicly on this, and he's come out publicly because he does not want this to happen to another woman ever again. He doesn't want to see another woman enduring the tragedy that he had to face over the last period of time. On the 21st of November, Savita presented herself to the University College of Galway with a back pain. She was informed that she was miscarrying and it would take 2.5 to 3 hours. Monday morning, with severe pain, she asked for a termination of that fetus. She was told no, it couldn't be done. More pain on Tuesday morning, she asked the same question, and her husband, she was told no, that was not going to happen until the fetal heartbeat ended. She got terribly sick on the Tuesday night into fever, and they checked the fetal heartbeat on Wednesday. It was gone. They removed the fetus from the womb, and she became extremely ill over the next few days and died from septicemia. From the time that her service was open, she was open to serious infection, like having an open head wound. And Savita was left without the proper care from that point of view, and immediate action being taken. If our bill had been presented and accepted by this government, we could be moving to the stage where this would not happen, where the doctors in that hospital would have been protected by legislation to be able to assist that woman in relation to Savita, in relation to her situation. It's a damning indictment of 6 successive governments who have refused to take this into their own hands and make a decision on it. It's a shame, an absolute shame, that we've allowed this to happen. And the European Court of Human Rights have said that's a shame, found that successive governments have failed to vindicate the European Court and the Irish Constitution. I think we have to hear from you today, Minister, 2 things: an independent public investigation into this, with the time frame, and also that the Minister will allow time for our legislation and our bill to come through. You can put amendments to it, that's okay, but bring it into the
dialogue. Deputy Boyd Barrett, you have 2 minutes.
Minister, it is truly incredible that it is 20 years since the terrible and tragic circumstances of the X case that led to an enormous public outcry, to the Supreme Court judgment and the referenda that concluded that abortion must be allowed where there was a threat to the life of the mother. And 20 years on, successive governments, through nothing but political cowardice and dithering, have led us to a situation where, again, tragic and terrible circumstances have caught up with us and forced us to recognise that abysmal failure by government, that abysmal failure of political cowardice by successive governments. And Savita Halappanavar A 31-year-old woman is the victim of that political failure and political cowardice. The thought that a woman in agony, begging for a termination of the pregnancy that would allow her to be treated and possibly save her life, was denied to her, according to the reports, because the law would not allow it. The law that successive governments had refused to change despite the will of the people and despite the terrible circumstances of the X case 20 years on. This is a tragedy resulting from political failure and cowardice. And the question is, Minister, are you going to do something about this to ensure that it never happens again? And to ensure that there is justice for Savita's family, and that an investigation happens up, into the circumstances of this that establish how this awful, tragic thing could happen.
Your time is up, Deputy Higgins. You have 2 minutes.
The tragic death of Savita Halappanavar at Galway University Hospital followed the denial of a medical termination of an unviable pregnancy. And according to her husband, when she requested a termination, she was refused and allegedly told, "This is a Catholic country." Medical commentary today suggests that a termination in Ireland under these circumstances would normally happen. This begs the question, is there in University Hospital Galway a so-called ethos of opposition in principle to abortion to save a woman's life? Are there other hospitals that demand a young woman's life to be criminally sacrificed for a Catholic so-called ethos? Name those hospitals. If so, this is a monstrous, medieval, obscurantist imposition on the Ireland of the 21st century. Minister, we must have a directive forthwith from the HSE to all hospitals immediately that necessary termination of pregnancies is provided for where any eventuality where a woman's life is in danger. Will you insist that such a HSE directive goes out immediately? The Taoiseach's response this morning to the tragic death of Savita was pathetically deficient. Like a scared rabbit caught in headlights, he counselled no rush to make a judgment on legislation for the X case. Would somebody tell this out-of-touch Taoiseach that it's 20 years since legislation was demanded? Now, I support the legislation to provide for the X case judgment, but have to say as well, that's counterposing the health and life of a woman is unacceptable. Health and life of women are paramount. Therefore, we do need a service for free, safe, legal abortion facilities, the availing of which is the choice of a woman concerned. Lastly, people power, women and men, united power must be brought to bear immediately on this laggardly government. And that's why everybody should support the Garden of Remembrance demonstration on Saturday in Dublin at 4 p.m. to ensure that there is no further delay.
Deputy Catherine Murphy has 2 minutes.
Well, it's appalling even to consider that a tragedy like this was allowed to happen. There can be no argument with Salvita's husband, Praveen, that what happened to her can't be allowed to happen in this country again. Earlier this year, I supported Deputy Daly's bill, which may have prevented this tragedy from occurring. But unfortunately, that bill was defeated by the government. While action is now too late for Savita and for her family, it is not too late for other women to protect them from this horrific experience. The equal right to life for both the mother and the unborn child must be acknowledged. And for that to happen, we have to take action immediately. The Offences Against the Person Act 1861 is the law that currently governs offences. It imposes penalties of penal servitude for life on a woman and a misdemeanour on a medical practitioner. There would, of course, be potential professional sanctions up to including being struck off. We're putting the patient and the practitioner in an impossible situation, on the one hand by acknowledging the equal right to life,
but on the other hand, completely failing to create a mechanism to determine how that right can be vindicated. The European Court of Human Rights has categorically concluded that it cannot be left in the hands of the individual medical practitioner, guided by only Supreme Court judgments, to determine what does and does not constitute a real and substantial risk to life, as distinct from the health of the mother. And I want to emphasise, as distinct from the health, as the difficulty lies with where you draw that line. We can't even seek best international practice on this, because it's widely acknowledged throughout the world that that is an extraordinarily difficult distinction to make. Nothing can bring this beautiful young woman back to her family, but what we can do is we can make sure that no other woman suffers the same fate.
Thank you, Deputy.
Enough is enough. Open your eyes. Time to wake up. Enough is enough. Is enough. Is enough.